It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders try to stem the flow of migrants to the continent. European Union leaders meeting an emergency session in Brussels early Thursday agreed to change their open-door policy to hundreds of thousands of migrants from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. European Council President Donald Tusk says the potential is for millions to come. He said Europe must correct its open-door, open-window policy and instead provide more than $1 billion to international aid agencies helping refugees at camps near their home countries.
Leaders have agreed on increased help to Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and other countries in the region. More assistance will be offered in exchange for reinforced cooperation. At least additional €1 billion will be mobilized for help to the refugees in the region via the UNHCR and the World Food Programme.
They also agreed to quickly identify those who are eligible for refugee protection. Burkina Faso's interim president Wednesday regained control of the country a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him and his transitional government. Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou.
La réaction populaire, et en particulier celle de notre
Speaking to joyous citizens and several West African heads of state, Mr. Kafando said the opposition to last week's coup by the people and the international community reinforced the certainty that we're on the right path and our cause is just. Last week's coup by the presidential guard, led by General Gilbert Diendera, came less than a month before elections in which supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. Mr. Compaoré ruled Burkina Faso for nearly 30 years before being ousted in a popular uprising. This is VOA.